This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time of the year where a lot of people go down swinging. Basketball Madness does come to Kansas City for the NAIA Men's College Basketball Championship March 20th through the 25th at Municipal Auditorium. 16 teams, 15 games, one national champion. Bring the family for nonstop action, affordable tickets. Get yours today at NAIAHoops.com. You heard Vern. Vern was on yesterday. Vern will be on today. He's in Surprise, Arizona, as we gear you up for opening day. Don't look now, but it is right around the corner.
Don't look now because it's covered in snow, and you're thinking to yourself, 3 weeks.
3 weeks from tomorrow. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we'll believe it on Saturday when it's sunny and 70 and there's no more snow and the birds are chirping and all that kind of good stuff, right?
No doubt. But baseball is staring down the barrel of a shutdown.
It is, yeah.
For some people that would think that 2027 could be no baseball.
Yeah, you know, I was down in Arizona for a couple of days and talking to people down there. And then I talked to somebody in baseball yesterday who goes, 2027 is going to be a washout. We're not playing in 2027. And people are starting to talk about, you know, this affects everybody in baseball, right? It's not just the players and owners. Anybody who works for a baseball team, if there's no baseball, there's a good chance they're going to be furloughed. And all of those folks have mortgage payments, have car payments, have tuition, all this kind of stuff that's due. And as we're sitting here talking about this, this isn't fear-mongering. This is listening to people in baseball. And we saw it yesterday, Tony Clark, the head of the union, saying preparing for a lockout in 2027 and whatnot. And that's kind of where everybody is. Everybody is resigned to the fact right now in baseball that 2027 is not going to be available for the fans or for anybody. There's going to be no baseball in 2027 is what a lot of people are predicting right now. And I've thought all along, and I could be completely wrong, and I may have misread the room on this one, Dusty and Mac, and I really think I may have. But I thought if you shut baseball down for a year, yes, fans are going to be mad, they're going to be bitter. But if you came back with a salary cap and a salary floor and even distribution of all the revenues, I think fans would embrace baseball and go running back to baseball. But I feel like maybe I've misread the room on that one. I don't know right now how fans would react if baseball went away for an entire year. And if they did come back with a salary cap and a salary floor, would the fans come streaming back into Major League Baseball? Or would another work stoppage just be like, that's it, I'm done with Major League Baseball?
Well, this is what Vern said yesterday when he joined us.
Well, yeah, I mean, to achieve a cap and a floor, you might miss an entire season. Yeah. And in today's entertainment landscape, with attention spans being what they are, people will forget about baseball, I think, real quick.
Wow.
Maybe not you and I, but a lot of people, I think, will forget about. I think that would be terrible for the game of baseball. I mean, there already is a quasi-cap with all these different luxury taxes. There isn't a floor. And, players are never going to go for a hard cap. I can't believe they already have been duped into the soft cap, but. Now, I'm not saying I'm opposed to all of it. I understand where baseball needs to go, right? The players and the owners have to work together if they're going to grow this game. But there's just so much animosity between the two, understandably so, because of the past 80, 90 years. I certainly believe that there's going to be a work stoppage. And, yeah, I think it could be catastrophic for the game.
Yeah, that's Vern saying that, right? And I don't know anymore what the right answer is. The problem is that players and owners do not like each other, as we know, but there's also owners that don't like other owners, and it's big market owners versus smaller market owners, and everybody has their own agenda in Major League Baseball. And until Major League Baseball owners can get in a room and figure out exactly what they want and work in unison together, it's going to be very hard to go to the Players Association and try to bargain with them, because you'll have owners fighting with each other inside the room about, I don't want that, I don't want this, I want this, I want, you know, so there's a bunch of bickering people sitting around fighting about stuff that doesn't apply to the rest of the free world, obviously. So I need to know, and I want to know from the text line, if you want to call in as well, Mac, your opinion, Dusty, your everybody's opinion, like, would you go back if 2027 was a wash and it didn't exist, but they came back in 28 with a cap and a floor and baseball seemingly was on the up and up from some of the off the field stuff they did? Would people go streaming back, or would people be like, nah, I'm out? Because we still hear people complain about 1994, for God's sakes.
I think there's a few things. I think, obviously, I'm not the right person to ask, because I will stick around for baseball, but yeah. I'm with Vern. I think the majority of the audience would be like, yeah, no, another year off. Like, they just never get it right. It's not going to come back. And the entertainment factor as well, like, with short attention spans, I think Vern nails it there. I think the right person to ask is somebody like Mac, because yeah. I think you could throw the spin on it if like, let's say the NBA went away for a year. Mm-hmm. You're not going back. Like, you're like, oh, great, whatever.
I wouldn't care if the NBA okay. went away, right? And if it came back and there was something entertaining, I'd watch it. I'm not a diehard basketball fan.
And I
right?
think Mac has that opinion yeah. when it comes to baseball.
Yeah, I think I agree there. You know, you guys have kind of swayed me both directions these past few days, as I've heard you guys kind of come from each side, because I do see what you're saying, Dusty, about, you know, and what Vern said about mentioning the attention spans being gone for a year. Would it bring me back? But also, the game being structurally better and having a better just integrity of the whole game would attract me to the game, and the salary cap and salary floor is that, but I don't know if it would bring me back. I think I'm still where I'm at and that it would be positive, but I can see where you guys are coming from, that the majority of people would say classic baseball, can't get it right, 1994 to 2025, still total crap.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it, and you can weigh in 913-586-7965 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line or the phone lines as well. I do want to hear from people, because I don't know if I've misread this situation, but, you know, with baseball, you know, from 94 until, like, 3 years ago, they had labor peace. They had more labor peace than any other sport. But the perception is, and this is where people can't hide from the perception is baseball's always dealing with labor issues, right? I think if you ask anybody who's a sports fan what league deals with labor issues the most, everybody would say Major League Baseball. But up until this last lockout that lasted, you know, into the spring a couple of years ago, there's been labor peace in Major League Baseball. But the way that they bungled COVID and handled that like a bunch of children, and you know, now what we have going on, the perception is baseball just can't get it right from a labor standpoint. And that's the perception that the league, Major League Baseball, needs to change, because whether you want to say the perception of people is wrong or not, it is the perception of people. And when people perceive things, you've got to convince them the other way. And the perception is baseball can't get it right from a labor standpoint. So if it were to go away for an entire year, would you come back if they fixed the game and it became more like the NFL, right?
We'll go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Double J, what say you if baseball has a stoppage?
Yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I'd come back in a heartbeat. To have it as an equal playing field for all the major league teams with a salary cap base, heck yeah. Make it fair for the Royals, everybody, and give us a chance to win the World Series or at least get to the postseason. So I'm excited for baseball, and go Royals, and we're going to be really good this year.
Yeah, I think the Royals are kind of a bad example of that, because they're the only small market team since the 94 strike to have won a World Series, right? It's all the big market teams wow. that win a World Series. The Royals are the only small market team to have won the World Series, and they were in the playoffs last year. They've kind of found a way a little bit to kind of buck this trend. But again, that's the perception right now that we're dealing with. The Royals don't have an opportunity to win, but yet they're the only ones that have kind of won in this era of Major League Baseball.
I take it from a selfish standpoint because that's like Bobby Witt Jr.'s youth.
Yes.
And let's say that Bobby Witt Jr. goes out there this year, wins the MVP, comes back in 2026, has a great year, and you get to partner him up with Caglione himself and Salvador Perez. And then, oh, by the way, the work stoppage is the last year of Salvador Perez's career.
Right, exactly.
And you don't see Salvador Perez anymore because baseball decided to take a year off because they couldn't figure it out.
Right.
I think the other thing that hurts baseball with the perception of people that watch it and love it is that this is another book, another story of the same narrative. Like, baseball always seems to find its way in these sort of things.
It does, yeah.
Strikes, steroids, layoffs, delays to the season, work stoppage. And it's like, here we go again. You know what? How many times does it fool me once? Shame on me. Fool me twice. Yeah. Shame on you. Or you can't get fooled again. But, like, that's the thing about baseball is that it's always something. And it's never just like, wow, we've gone 20 years without an issue in baseball. That's just not the case. And I think that that's what pisses people off.
It does.
Is that it's like, I think I can speak for my dad for this. Like, once you get into a groove, then it's like something happens and you're like, oh, so everybody was cheating. That's why everybody was good. Well, that sucks. And then before that was, oh, you know, my team's actually pretty decent. Oh, there's a strike. That sucks. And then now all of a sudden you get into this where it's like, oh, the Dodgers can pay everybody and, you know, push the money off and do all this sort of stuff. And all these super rich teams just always play for, like, last year, the World Series, Dodgers, Yankees.
Right.
Ratings were great because two of the biggest markets in sports were tuned in.
Right.
But everybody else is like, baseball sucks.
Yeah. So I think right now would be a terrible time for baseball really, truly to shut it down because there's so many great young players right now in the game. The games move. They're fun to watch again. Like baseball's got its renaissance going on right now.
Yeah, it's brought me and a lot of my age back.
Yeah, you know.
In general.
Well, I mean, that means more than what I have to say, quite honestly,
no,
because
fair.
You're 27 years old. I'm an old head. I'm a seam head. They've got me, already I'm in, but you're new to all of this. And so you have the opportunity to kind of become a new baseball fan. And if they're bringing people in their 20s in for the first time,
you're right.
you don't want to look around and shut down again. Cause I'm 47 years old. They'll get me back. I'm fine.
Yeah, no,
you know, you've got new people, new blood in your game right now. You want to keep that going and moving forward and to take it one step further.
If you're
the Royals, you have an opportunity for these next 2 years. You better be all in because there is no 27. So be willing to do anything over these next 2 years to win a championship or to compete for a championship and to put a great product on the field. So when it does shut down for a year, when you do come back, people in Kansas City have great memories and we can kind of pick up where we left off. And so if I'm the Royals right now, I'm doing anything and everything, move-wise, money-wise, to try to go out there and win a world championship in these next 2 years.
And baseball's biggest problem isn't itself. Baseball's biggest problem is the sport that everybody else challenges, and that's the NFL. And guess what's not stopping and not going away? The NFL.
The NFL.
And the NFL is just insanely extended itself into everybody else's seasons. It's taken away the NBA on Christmas Day. It's taken away the opening day.
Taken away March Madness, Dusty.
College basketball is irrelevant to the NFL in the draft, in the pre-draft, in the combine. Opening day, somebody already said on the text line a couple weeks ago, 1,000 times more interested in the combine than opening day talk and early baseball talk. Baseball misses a year, and the NFL gets to have zero competition. Good luck.
Yeah, you know? I know.
You're up a creek without a paddle.
I know, and I just feel like it's the other way. Like, if they come back and they do it right. But see, that's the other thing. Do you believe if baseball shut down for a year, they would come back and do it
right?
But
then you've got, then you have to explain to those people, don't worry, they'll get it right. And then they'll be like, yeah, and then in 5 years, there'll be something else.
Right, exactly. That's what baseball does. Yep.